in Christ Jesus, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed in Christ. In the Bible, we find that in the Old Testament, there are at least three persons whose name the Lord changed. Abram to Abraham, Sarai to Sarah, and Jacob to Israel. In the case of those first two people, they never were called by their former names before or after that. In the case of Jacob, he's called Jacob at least twice as many times as he's called Israel after this event. So he really didn't get a new name. He got an additional name. So to remind him that he was no longer just Jacob, that heel puller, that sinful deceiver, but also Israel, the one who fights and wrestles with God and wins. But Jacob was not only newly named, he was also newly wounded. For we heard in our chapel last month on the same text that when he was hanging on to God, or the Lord touched his hip and put it out of joint. And after the wrestling match, as the morning began to rise, we read in verse 31, Jacob, as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. This is a life-changing event that Jacob went through. After this, whenever Jacob thought of his names, he realized that he was a sinner, one who wanted to get his own way and plotted and schemed to do that. But he also was one who trusted in the Lord, wrestled and clung to him in saving faith. And when he walked with that limp, it reminded him that he was blessed by God, but also he's wounded by God, the divine touch. You probably heard the saying, every rose has its thorn, meaning that with every good situation, there are also accompanying bad things. The Apostle Paul was greatly blessed by the Lord, but he had a thorn in his flesh. We don't know quite what it was, but it accompanied him throughout his ministry. So in both cases, Jacob and Paul, this thorn was there to remind them over and over again that their sufficiency was from God and not from themselves. One man wrote, "The life of discipleship is not about getting stronger. Rather, it is about growing increasingly aware of our weaknesses and of our God's strength. Emptied of self, filled with Jesus." Remember John the Baptist? He said, "He must increase, I must decrease." Well, when we decrease in our own eyes, then we're really increasing in reliance upon Jesus as our Lord and Savior, with all glory going to him and not to us. When you become a believer in Jesus Christ, a disciple of Jesus, your life doesn't become easier. It just becomes more blessed. When you're called to follow Jesus, it's really a quite uncomfortable life. It's a life of self-sacrifice, a life of self-denial, giving up the sinful desires and wants that we all have. It's a life of self-examination, a life of repentance and godly sorrow over our sins. And that's uncomfortable. But remember that when we do this, when we limp, we're looking away from ourselves to our risen Savior who has showered us with so many blessings. Not only many physical blessings that we enjoy every day, but most importantly, the spiritual blessings of forgiveness, joy, and peace, and contentment, and love, and everlasting life with our Savior in heaven. We also have a new name. Our name's been changed from sinner to saint, from sinful Mark to redeemed Christian, child of God. Our limping and our thorns in the flesh are constant reminders that we live every single day solely by God's grace. Should the Lord remove his loving mercy from us for just one moment, we'd be helpless, hopeless, and lost. So yes, we limp into our futures, just like Jacob, a sinner every day, often like Jacob, but we limp into our futures as a saint, being reminded that we are Israel, a child of God, who struggles and wrestles and clings to Jesus for salvation and forgiveness and life. Remember this, that our limping is not from God, it's not away from God, but it's with God. For unseen to us is that we are being carried along by those loving hands of our Savior who still bear the nail prints. He joyfully gave his life for us so we could joyfully and freely live here on this earth and forever with him in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Open to hymn 409. We're going to read verses 1 and 2, and then we'll sing verses 3 and 4. Let's read together verses 1 and 2. Let us ever walk with Jesus, follow his example pure, flee the world which would deceive us, and to sin our souls allure. Ever in his footsteps treading, body here yet soul above, full of faith and hope and love, let us do the Father's bidding. Faithful Lord, abide with me. Savior, lead, I follow thee. Let us suffer here with Jesus, to his image e'er conform. Heaven's glory soon will please us, sunshine follow on the storm. Though we sow in tears of sorrow, we shall reap in heavenly joy. All the fears that now annoy shall be laughter on the morrow. Christ, I suffer here with thee, there, O share thy joy with me. Let us all suffer.